This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether it should be God shed her grace or his grace, as you can imagine, the modern interpretation. And it's okay to have that conversation, I think, don't you?
Sing it how you want to sing it.
Yes, ma'am.
And let others sing it how they want to sing it.
Jay Kirshner here. It is Independence Day 2023 here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and you, thanks again to some of the newer stations, people who join us on a holiday that either can't do it during the week because they're busy or they don't have this program, at least at this time, on their station. And so we welcome new listeners, new ideas. That's new. We like new. Share with us what you think unites Americans. Never mind the divisive stuff. Social media, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Howdy do to the folks in central Pennsylvania, the radio stations that are among others. I've made special mention of these two stations because they have stories that I can tell about them, frankly, having been there. WRTA is in Altoona, Pennsylvania, 1240 on the AM dial and 98.5 on the FM side of things. And Radio State College, WRSC, 95.3. How do you do? Good to have you on board for a good day for the day. And maybe you'll be around more frequently, frankly. And if you do, you'll be able to win a couple of free nights in Vegas, so you don't have to be listening to the program all the time. Right now, you've got the information, so why not be taking advantage with the other 10 callers that will get in right now by dialing 800-419-DOUG. Yep, they are there live and happy to talk to you to give you this opportunity for two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-3684 is the number. And it's, it's kind of, why would you not do it? That's one of those, duh. Yeah, I want to go to Las Vegas. Then you win.
Mm-hmm.
Two nights. No purchase necessary. 800-419-3684. Call it now. You got two free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-D-O-U-G, Doug. All right, so the whole business of what we do today, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, I was talking about a hot dog being something that is so American, and how many we eat and all that sort of thing. And then I paid short shrift to the American farmer. I am an American farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I have dairy replacement heifers, mostly Jerseys. I have a bovine sanctuary on my farm. And if you're new to the program and you want to check it out, go to eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, or Facebook .com/Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. And you'll see a lot of my philosophy and the people who work there, how we take care of the animals, what the animals are doing. We had another calf born last night, that's out in the field. And it's very interesting. The first calf of the season was born, to a black Holstein. And this calf, we've left the calf with the mother for now. A lot of people say, how can you take the calf away from the mother? Well, this is, in this circumstance, this cow is not a milk cow, not a dairy cow. So we can leave the cap on. And it's amazing, those of you, again, who know farming and know animals, how much, and this is true for humans, if you leave them on mother's milk, they grow much faster and much stronger. It's really a sight to behold, the calves that we put on bottled milk versus the calves that stay on their mother, or have in this circumstance. This year, I had a Jersey who didn't, her milk, she was what we call crudely a three-titter. Three teats, well, three quarters worked and one quarter didn't work. So she wasn't desirable in a big farm, so I took the cow and put her on, put a couple of calves on her, and she's fine, and they're fine. The interesting thing is the calves were Holsteins. And if you know anything about cow, Holsteins are black and white, Jerseys are brown, and they don't look like they belong together. But she took to them and is like them. She's their mother. And it's kind of cool to see, actually.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yep. All right, so now, speaking of farmers and what we're eating, let's move off of the hot dog and talk a little bit. I made quick reference to how much the farmer gets out of a hamburger or a cheeseburger, so I want to underscore this so that people, when we're thinking about what we have to be thankful for on the 4th of July, our Independence Day, certainly on the top of the list, other than soldiers and patriots, we have farmers, because the farmer, without the farmer, we have no food. Without food, hello, see you later. So the Economic Research Service has looked at the average cheeseburger that you'll be serving during the day today and during the week. It's more expensive this year than it was last year, duh. The cost of the ingredients. This is something I ran out of time in the Food, Farm, and Family Report, so maybe you add this info, Jay, if you want to. The ingredients for a home-prepared quarter-pound cheeseburger total $2.17. That's about 10 cents more, about 5% more than it cost last year. I'm looking at the stats also for the various things that are included, right? In a cheeseburger, you have ground beef, you have cheese, obviously, you have iceberg lettuce, you have tomato, you have the bread, all of these things. And so the total that we're spending is $2.17. Now, what does the farmer get out of that? About 10 cents for each commodity, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So 10 cents for the beef, 10 cents for the cheese, 10 cents for the lettuce, 10 cents for the tomato, and 10 cents for the bread. Now, that's rounded off. I'm sure it's more for the beef and less for the other things. But when you consider that there are five main ingredients in a cheeseburger, and the farmer gets 50 cents out of that, the collective farmer, because it's not all one farmer, obviously, that's growing all of this stuff. And what is the average quarter pound? What do you pay for a hamburger now? I don't eat hamburgers, so... What is it, $5?
$10? I have no idea. Yeah, we have to ask the Google bot.
Right, James. No, ask James. James is a hamburger guy, so.
Yeah.
James, what'd you pay? And where did you go for your last hamburger, and what'd you pay for it?
Whataburger, you can get one of their specialties for $8. And that's a double cheeseburger with, like, whatever it comes on it.
All right. So think about this. $8 is what you're paying. Now, you certainly have to pay for the scenario. That is, you're paying the restaurant. He's to have a profit. But imagine the farmer only gets 50-some-odd cents out of that $8. And without the farmer, you have nothing. Zero. That's what I get bugged about, because we're so disrespectful to the source of food, i.e. the farmer. The exact number is like 54 cents, right? 54 cents out of an $8 hamburger. My God, that's atrocious. It really is. When you look at the various things that we're all paying for, that the way that the fellow wrote this article was to take a shot at the system for increasing the price of bread, for example, by 20%. Right? That adds more to the cost. Well, you know, it costs a lot more money because of the cost of fuel. There's an analysis. Without getting into analysis paralysis here, there's an analysis necessary to understand what it takes to grow this stuff. And the cost of fuel alone, and the cost of, I was just pricing, I do a lot of haying, big bales, the round bales you see in the fields that look like mushrooms. They're all wrapped in white. Those are brown. We call them round bales, and because they are. Come out a round baler. And so when we wrap them up, the plastic that's around them, that's a special, that's a process and a piece of equipment that I've had a lot of trouble with lately. And so I'm looking around at new ones, and I'm seeing how many people are, you know, out there making hay, selling them the horses. You know, I have to raise most of it myself. Last year on the farm, I wasn't smart enough. I sold some of the hay because people were eager to have it, and there wasn't much around. So I sold it, and then I found myself in late February and March going to buy the hay at twice what it was, you know, what it was worth or what I was selling it for back in the fall of the year before. So I'm trying not to do that. But at any rate, there are things going on the farm. It's very difficult to, especially when the weather is like it is. My God, it's just, it's very difficult. And the farmers are not respected, and they need to be, frankly. All right, what else is happening this Independence Day? There are a couple of car crashes? One of them, a New Hampshire restaurant in Laconia on Lake Winnipesaukee, car crashes through the window of the Looney Bin Bar and Grill. There we go. That's the name. Dozens of people were hurt. Man was pinned inside the bathroom. You look at the reports from the Laconia Police Department. It was actually a three-car collision. Driver of one of the cars pulled out from a parking spot in an arcade and tried to make a left turn. Didn't see other vehicles coming. And that's what led to the crash into the restaurant. So, you know, you look at these things and you see most of it is just carelessness, not thinking, being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
The people didn't
control the vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine how busy it is. I have some friends that have homes up on Lake Winnipesaukee. Laconia is very busy. This is the vacation week of the year when you can hardly move around. There's so much traffic up there. Same on the Cape. The same on most areas where these are vacation spots. And so you got to be doubly aware of what's going on around you as far as being a defensive driver is concerned. Anyway, the good thing about that is that nobody was seriously hurt, but still quite a spectacle, as you can imagine. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Hi, Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
About 23 after the hour on Independence Day, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Interesting how much we think of Paul McCartney and the Beatles as being American treasures. However, they were the enemy. They came from Britain, right? And McCartney has become actually a great American in many ways. I find him to be just a very interesting, clever, and compelling human being. He was, you know, he's always being interviewed. He's like 80 years old now. Not like, he is 80 years old. And he was asked how what's the longevity routine here, and he said one of the things is not to do a 3-hour concert, staying up on stage. He recalls that
stamina.
Yeah. Well, you know, he came from that era in the 50s and 60s when rock and roll music became popular. Dick Clark started what he called a Dick Clark caravan in the late 1950s when he put all of the rock and rollers on a bus and they'd travel around. They never stayed in a hotel. They'd perform and then they slept in the bus. And they just kept going all summer long from city to city to city, 40, 50 cities, sometimes more than that. Can you imagine what that bus must have smelled like? Oh, after spending a month and a half, 2 months on the thing, sleeping on it, everybody.
But also, anyway, that many people, you only have an opportunity for maybe one song, two songs,
right,
three, if you're
they sing
really
the hits.
Good.
Right. Mm-hmm. They sang the hits. So now, he says, he lovingly says he blames Bruce Springsteen for what's going on now. Taylor Swift and these other people who are doing 2-, 3-, sometimes 4-hour concerts.
A lot of those 3-, 4-hour concerts include an opening act. Bruce Springsteen? Nope.
No.
He's like, I'm doing this thing myself. And there are even times where, and Eric Church does this too, where the band will leave and they are on the stage by themselves doing a few songs. And it's like they even give their crew a break while they keep going.
Beyonce does 30 songs. Takes 2.5 hours to do that. So anyway, McCartney was reliving the days when it was customary for everybody to do 3-4 songs, whatever the hits were, and then get off the stage, and the next person came on. Not so much today. Also in celebrity news that's trending on social media, Robert De Niro is going through a distressed, depressing time, and we'll talk about that after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
All right, so Robert De Niro has seven children. And he had his oldest daughter had a teenage grandson named Leandro. And apparently, I'm looking for the story between the story, it looks to me like this may be a suicide.
You think no, so there's, yeah, the recent updates are showing that law enforcement is going to be investigating this as a possible overdose. Leah was house sitting, and he was found dead in a chair with drug paraphernalia around him.
Yeah. Heartbreaking. But sad. Yeah, he was 19 years old, so certainly thoughts. It's always tough, no matter who the parents are and the circumstances, no matter what. It is 8, well, no, let's make it 28 past the hour. 20 minutes to that, Doug.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China.
The State Department, in an updated advisory, said there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. I'm Mark Mayfield.
At least 4 people are dead and 2 others are injured after a mass shooting in Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania yesterday. Police confirmed six people were struck by gunfire in the attack carried out at multiple locations. The suspected gunman is in custody and was described as a man with an AR-style rifle, a handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner. Officers responding to the shooting heard the gunfire and chased the suspect and continued firing before being detained. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Of the Steve Miller Band. All right. You know the Steve Miller Band, Jay?
Heck yes.
Heck yeah.
Heck yes.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, celebrating Independence Day 2023 live on the radio around the country and around the world at gooddayshow.com. It is a time for us to celebrate. And I'm very, very happy that you have taken some time to connect with us. You have your family there. You have friends. Maybe you'll be doing some stuff outside during the day today. Hopefully the weather cooperates. And so as I look around, I've tried to fill the conversation today, for the most part, with America-centered stories. Some of the things that are happening across the country, I've asked you to share with us what unites us. And here's the story of a 10-year-old boy who has raised $100,000 to honor the heroes of the Pearl Harbor attack. So put your mind back on December 7th, 1941, the surprise attack in Honolulu, which certainly changed the course of history. It did. For us being involved, the ambush, the dislike, all of the people now who want to do reparations for the Japanese that were incarcerated, I wouldn't support that. It wasn't, it would be kind of what you would do today if we had some other country that was, that was either an attack, and we put those people, we don't know who those people are. You don't know, you do the smart, safe thing.
It's a band-aid situation. Fix the issues, the current issues that can help with the future. Going back and identifying it and sharing the stories is important. Don't rewrite history, but to just band-aid something up, it doesn't change what's currently happening and what is going to continue happening unless we fix again. Can I say it? Can I say it again? The current happenings?
Yes. Say it again. Harrison Johnson says he first learned about Pearl Harbor while he was doing research for a history project when he was in the third grade. And he says he became fascinated, started to read books and old newspaper articles, and found names of survivors and wrote letters to him and or her, both mostly men, but a few women also he sent letters to. So he persuaded his parents to take him on a trip to visit Pearl Harbor. And then he came back to school very excited to share what he had learned with his friends. His stories didn't mean anything because, once again, we are not teaching the history of the United States. We're teaching malarkey and BS. So because the students in his class didn't know what he was talking about, didn't know what Pearl Harbor was, didn't know anything about World War II, maybe is that too young? Some parents would say, maybe that's too young. Anyway, so this youngster, Harrison Johnson, decided to do something to make sure the history of Pearl Harbor wouldn't be forgotten. He said, quote, "I made up my mind to raise $100,000 and fill the gap in knowledge about Pearl Harbor." So he is about halfway through getting that money, the goal of $100,000. He has said, quote, "I especially want to share the untold tales of heroes, those of women and minorities. The stories deserve recognition." So good for him and good for us. You can look up, you can just Google Harrison Johnson and you'll be able to support his mission if you want. Harrison, H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N, Johnson spelled as you would expect. All right? You want to help him get to that point, then go find him and support him, much as anything else. The independent streak that we all have is good. It's healthy. Americans are known as being independent thinkers. There are a lot of other people, nationalities. I think the French are always thought of as being independent thinkers. But when you think about the people who brought us to where we are, you think about how our fortunes were all sort of tied together. The history books never really told me, from my recollection anyway, and probably you either, a lot about what happened during the Revolutionary War. They just said it happened, but they didn't say what was the story or tell the story in detail. And so when I look around at some of the things that are published about the day, the true meaning of Independence Day, things you probably don't know. First of all, most people don't know that it was July 2nd. I was mentioning that earlier when the vote actually took place. The signing, there were a lot of people who signed it that had nothing to do with writing it. And because the British had threatened to kill anybody who signed the declaration. Basically, these 56 brave men were signing their own death warrants. And that's what happened to a lot of them. Abraham Clark, for example, from New Jersey, not only had all this property destroyed by the Brits, they captured his son and put him on a prison ship. And they said they would release him if Abraham Clark would renounce the American cause.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to do that, and his son was killed.
Well, that was one of the things, too. If you did something people didn't like, they didn't only come for you. They came for your family.
Their family.
And you watch.
Yep. Yeah. So think about this. Here's another question. Would you put your country before your children? There's a really good question. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments. It's not Independence Day in Israel where he lives, but certainly people around the world are thinking about our independence because America still is, in most people's eyes, the most important country for lots of reasons, most of them good. And so let's get Uri's perspective on that. Would you put your country before your children? Ask that question of yourself, and we'll ask it not rhetorically of Uri in a matter of moments. Here on Good Day, it's 42 past the hour.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. All right, 43 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Little technical difficulty, which is happening more and more. I have taken my shots at Verizon, and I think that they are well deserved, frankly. It's a terrible company. Why do we all have our phones and our connection? It used to be, back 20 years ago, Verizon had the best network, right, Jay? What do you have as a carrier?
Well, I have Verizon, yeah. And Verizon you could get in most places. When I went to college in Colorado, we were up on a mountain, and only the students who had Verizon could get a decent signal in the dorm rooms. A lot of other people, they had to actually leave the building and go stand on a specific side of the hill.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's just the opposite. Everybody I talk to has Verizon says the same thing.
I find that I have to keep rebooting my phone. My signal will go down, and then I will just reboot my phone, and then it comes back, and my signal is stronger. And it's not even just the specific device I have. It was with the last device, too.
Really? Well, anyway, the reason I bring it up is because we're having trouble getting to Uri. Usually, there's no problem. But think about it. The other side of it, when we're connecting with somebody who's 9,000 plus miles away from us, and we have come to expect that it's like calling around the corner, right? We expect everything to be clear and clean, and most of the time, as we talk to Uri pretty much every week, we can get a good connection. Uri, how are you doing now?
Hey, I'm very well. Are we on the line now?
Yes, now you're okay. Air? Yes, we are. So I asked a question.
Hold on. Your question is very broad, and it's very difficult for me to answer. Very. Because, you know, there's fighting right now going on in Israel. We have to enter Jenin. There are over 50 terrorist attacks in the last year. A lot of people were murdered, killed. Some of them are really kids.
All right, so we've lost connection to him. All right, well, that's frustrating.
Are we on the line now?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. So I asked you whether or not you'd be able, what you thought about, this is not working at all, Uri. It's not working, James. So let's, we'll disconnect and we'll try to connect with him better next time. What I put forth to Uri was whether or not you put your country before your children. And I heard what he was saying about the stuff that was going on in Israel now. There always are attacks. It's like the war that never ends. He was involved in the war with the Palestinians in 1967, 68 in there. And, you know, we all know the story. It just keeps going on and on and on. And I don't think there's another story like that anywhere in the world. Or if you go back to America and Independence Day and Independence Week, you think about the allies that we have now were mostly our enemies at the time of our revolution. The French certainly were not our friends. The Spanish were not our friends. We didn't have any real relationship with any Italians, but the British and the French and the Spanish were anything but our friends. Remember the Spanish War that was fought in 1812?
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish-American War? And so those things changed. So what they would give us is optimism, thinking about, you know, the situation we have now with the Russians and with the Chinese, who are not our friends, who are in fact our enemies. They've created a scenario. They blame it on us. And we sort of, I don't know.
Well, but everybody believes they're the good guy. Everybody believes they're the hero in their own story.
Yeah. Well, that's. Do you really? Is that good for your own mental health? I don't think it is. I think you have to fess up. I'm having a problem now with one of the youngsters that works on the farm, and he's determined to make me the bad guy, and I'm determined not to be the bad guy, but we both bear, there's a strong connection between the two of us, and I think that's frustrated us, frankly, but we both bear responsibility for the thing not working, and that's kind of what you have to look at here. You look at what works and what doesn't work, and you try to make things work. It's the same with the Republicans and Democrats and, you know, parents and their children. It's all the same. How do you, back to the original question, how do you unite with those that you might not have always gotten along with, whether it's somebody in your family, friends, those sorts of things? I just think that's something that ought to be on the top of our mind.
How do you work to collaborate for the greater good?
Right. All right, something else that should be on the top of your mind is the fact that you can win two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers when you dial 800-419-DUG. You get connected right away to an operator who's live. We'll talk to you and give you the opportunity to win those two free nights. 800-419-3684. Why wouldn't you call it right now? Wait. Don't wait. Do it now. Frankly, two nights in fabulous Las Vegas be a good thing to do for your summer vacay. Check it all out. 800-419-DUG. The deal is a good, solid one. Speaking of solid, it's 49 past. No, I didn't mean, I said 10 before the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night, we will not vanish without a fight, we're going to live on, we're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
A movie that you can see frequently on a lot of the cable channels, and it is an inspiring movie. Will Smith and Goldblum and a cast of
Bill Pullman is the president.
Pullman is the president. Yep.
Judd Hirsch was awesome in that movie.
Yep, he was. Yeah, so that's something that we can carry through with us, Tucker, as we talk about Independence Day. So how's the the 4th and we'd have probably tomorrow to wait to see how the weekend box office really is turning out, right?
Cause we could. I mean, a lot of people are talking about on social media, a lot of bloggers, about the box office performance of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, that it did $60 million, which is fairly subpar, but it is what it is. Here's the thing, Doug. I mean, the reality is Disney paid George Lucas's Lucasfilms, over a decade ago or more, $4 billion for the rights to the Star Wars properties in Indiana Jones. And obviously, I don't think, you know, in their vision of doing Indiana Jones, they expected a $60 million opening weekend. Having said that, they waited so long till Harrison Ford's 80 years old. The real question going forward is, now that Disney's paid a ton of money, do they have a right to reboot this franchise and have another actor play Indiana Jones. I don't think it'll work in spin-off films.
I don't either.
I don't think so. Certainly, it won't work with this actress in a spin-off film, in my opinion. I don't think she has broad enough appeal internationally.
What are they going to call her? What's her name? It's not Indiana Jones, so what is her name?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they... But I think eventually they'll become sacrilegious and reboot it with a new actor as Indy. I wouldn't do it, but
yeah,
if you pay all that money...
I've tried three nights in a row to go see it, and I haven't been able to extricate myself from stuff going on here, but maybe I can get to it tonight.
Okay.
Because I am excited to see it, and I kind of resent all of this. Well, it's not going to be as good as the last one. How do you know till you see it? All these critics, what do they know? Their head usually is stuck in the sand or where the sun doesn't shine. Why would you pay any attention to them at all? You know, it'd be like somebody saying...
I think the issue with a lot of these younger critics, bloggers, is that they didn't grow... They're young, and they didn't grow up. On the original.
Who are they to criticize this?
Well, I think they look at it different. I think overall this film, word of mouth among the general public will be fairly pretty good.
Carry
because on. I think the fan base, meaning people over the age, a lot of people over the age of 50 are going to go see this movie, so
right,
they're going to have a connection to it. If you're 23 years old or 18 years old and this is your first introduction into Indiana Jones, I think your perspective will be very different because it's not Harrison Ford of 35, 40 years old. It's Harrison Ford of 80. So you can't, you have to look at it there. They're going for something completely
different. Give it a rest, it would be what I'd say. Just go take the movie. And all these people analyzing everything, for God's sake, shut up and go see the movie. That's it. End of story.
Fair point.
Stanley Tucci says in an interview that it's fine for straight actors to play gay characters. He's done that a number of
times.
Well,
obviously it's fine because they've done it forever.
Yeah,
so
right.
I mean, that's
so
why they call it acting. That's why they call it acting.
Hello.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, the passing of Alan Arkin sort of made me sad because I thought he was one of the great, especially he got older. Hey, when that Kaminsky, when he was in that thing with Michael Douglas, the Kaminsky Report or whatever it was called, Kaminsky Record, Kaminsky Method, he was fabulous.
Sure, he had. I mean, you look back in I think it was 90. Edward Scissorhands. He played the father in Edward. He was great.
Little Miss Sunshine. He was great in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he just had a great career. I thought he was fabulous. So
Rocketeer.
Remember, he was in Argo. Ben Affleck.
He was fantastic in that movie. Every actor was fantastic. He was fantastic in that movie.
Yeah, he was. So he's passed away at the age, I think, of
89.
89, yep.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jeff Bezos are launching a fund to protect the Amazon rainforest. I don't know, is that an interesting combination? An actor and a billionaire? I guess it, if you think it is, it is.
They care about the rainforest.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he adds his name to lots of different projects.
He's an interesting person. I mean, he's one of the few celebrities who do not do the talk show circuit.
Listen, he gets it on his own. 59 pass. Thanks, Tucker.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.